Okay, so maybe we'll talk from the last parts of the. So as we talked the last time, when we take the benefits of the refuge, so as we told the last time, there are the many benefits of the taking the refuge. Okay, so what we'll do is that now, so and when you're taking the refuge, as I mentioned before, the benefits of the refuge, because the refuge is something like that, it's the base of the every practice.
So as I said the, so as I told the last time, when we started doing the refuge practice, when we started to do the refuge practice, first you have to visualize the merit field, then you can say the refuge prayer. Refuge prayer. While you're saying the refuge prayer, you have to think that not only you are saying the refuge prayer, all the sentient beings are saying the refuge prayer together. So it's something like that. When you have a very strong, I mean, when you have a very strong faith, or when you generate a very strong devotion toward the three jewels, then even at the difficulty time, automatically the refuge practice will come in your mind. So yeah, so that is the one thing. So that's why, so the refuge practice, so that's why the whenever you're visualizing the merit field, praying for the merit field, it's the same as the refuge practice. They are not big difference.
Yeah, so that's why when you start to do the refuge practice, so most important thing is the first, when you start to do the refuge practice, maybe you can do the whenever you're free time, you can just pray for the merit field, and you can say the prayers, I follow the Buddha, I follow the Dhamma, I follow the Sangha, these three prayers. Then you can ask any of the, I mean the, then you can maybe when you have the some of the difficulties, then you can ask the merit field to give you the blessings, or to give you the strength to overcome the difficulties. So that means that when the refuge prayers and the, when you are the praying for the refuge prayers, when it comes into your mind very deeply, I think when it goes in the very deep in our mind, so certainly even in the dreams, when we have the nightmare, automatically the refuge practice will come. So that's why these all the refuge practices, I mean, if it come as a dream, definitely it come at the time of the death. When it come as a death of time, definitely we will get the very good rebirth. So generally in the people's life, most difficult, they have so many difficulties, most difficulty is the time of the death. It's the most worst time. So that's why, so this is So that's why the most important thing is that the when the of the refuge practice, when it comes in the generally even generally it comes in the autumn, then definitely it will come at the time of the death. Once it come of the once the our refuge practice comes at the time of the death, then we will have the very high chance to get the better rebirth. Yeah, so that's why the refuge practice, so that's why the first step and the most important step, okay, of the first step and the most important step of the practicing practice of the Buddhist Dharma is a first start from the refuge prayer, okay? Okay, so that is the most important thing. So when you start the refuge prayer, as I mentioned before, visualize the merit field, then you start the prayers, okay? Refuge prayer. So even so, as when you are praying for the someone, just visualize the merit field. Then you pray for that merit field. Then visualize the rays coming from the merit field and the ray dissolving that particular person whom you are praying, and that particular person whom you are praying may overcome all the difficulties and the obstacles. So I think I mentioned a few times that in the one time in the one of the university in the Taipei on the research center, we done the one research on the power of the meditation. The research, I think I've told now this about it. So actually, yeah, okay, it's just like that. So we asked the monk to meditate.
meditating, before the monks meditate, we put the bowl, water the bowl, front of the hymn. Then we put the two electric wire, not electric motor, it's called the bioresponse meter. They call it bioresponse meter. Actually, that detector, that meter will show the very small wave of the electric wave, even the 1 or 2 milligrams that the electric wave, very tiny electric wave can be detected in that meter, that special meter, I mean, the that gadget. So when the monks was meditating, when our monks were meditating, first before starting the meditating, that the response meter shows around a 20 or 40, something like that. So suddenly when he started doing the merit field visualization, meditation, it suddenly it goes up to above the 200. So it was quite amazing. So yeah, I feel quite amazing while he's meditating, suddenly it jumped up till the, but the, this, all the wires are not connected to the, his body. Just wire, just only connect, we put the front of that, we put the 1 cup of the water and we put the wire into that water. So yeah, so that's why this is the one part. Neither from my own experience, well, there are the many different types of the meditation while we're doing the research. So my own experience that when we do the merit field meditation, it's, I feel that is the most of the strongest. Okay, so that's why now the refuge prayer, when you start doing the refuge prayer, so visualizing the merit field and say all the prayers. I think I have mentioned that before a few times. So now the one thing is that I want to tell you that when you are focusing on the merit field, sometimes it will come very clear, sometimes it won't come very clear. So that's why for the beginner stage, don't worry about the clarity. And also don't worry about the distraction. Whenever you can, sometimes when you try to focus it, but the mind cannot focus it, you will think something else. I just remember the one thing. Tibetan one, yeah, we have the one saying, okay? We have saying that when we don't use the sword oftenly, it will lose the sharpness. So, okay, so that's why now the first one, you are focusing on the point. So focusing on the point, so maybe the image might not come the clarity. Also, you cannot focus on the too long, okay? So that's why when you're focusing on the merit field, most the important focus of the center, the guru point. And try to visualize or think that all the deities are near of the center guru, okay? As you can see in the picture. Visualize all the other deities and all the other, the deities and all other protectors. Just try to think they are the sight of the center guru as you see in the picture. So that's why you can experience that sometimes you can focus very well, sometimes you can't. That is a very normal, okay? So that's why also the clarity, okay? Now don't, if the images and all this comes not come very clearly, don't worry about it, okay? Also, once you cannot focus too long, don't worry about it, okay? It's very normal, okay? So sometimes when you are, slowly, then you gain the concentration power. Then even you will not notice that when you gain a very strong concentration power, even when you focus it, you will not notice how the time goes. So it depends also on your day schedule. Sometimes when you are having a very hectic day, so many things to do that day, maybe you cannot focus and concentrate. One occasion, I remember that I went to the one temple. That few days, I'm completely free. So morning, I just went to the one temple. It's in the South India. So what happened is that temple, so there's no one in that temple, totally empty at that time. So I just sit front and my student, they just sit back. So I just some prayers. Then we start to do the meditating. So what happened is that then after the I thought that I'm meditating in a few minutes, maybe 4 or 5 minutes. Then I raise my eyes. When I look back, my student have not my back. They just went to the near of the door and they was lying down and sleeping over there, snoring outside near the temple. So something like that. So that's why the when you have the concentration power, slowly when you gain up, so it will when you focus on something, then you will not know the how the times goes. So it was now slowly you will gain that, I mean that state. So that's why it's saying that the first right now the what we have to do is not try to too much of the focus on the mind. When your images and all the not is a images not far, coming very clearly, but it's a fine. When you cannot focus the too long, fine. At least what you have to do the thing again and again, keep the continuations. Then you will gain the more and more powers of the concentration power. So generally that state where you are having the very full concentration power, that meditation state we call that shamatha. Shamatha, I think this about that how to achieve the shamatha, this comes in the last chapter of the, I mean, the liberation in the palm. The shamatha state is generally can be achieved in the 6 months. When you get the proper guidance, when you get the right meditation, I mean the advice on the right guidance on meditation, and when you do that rightly, then it can be achieved at the 6 months. The shamatha is a state where you can concentrate on the some object more than hours and hours without losing the target. Okay, so that is the, I mean the now that state how to do the shamatha every the I mean the explains and the every I mean the guidance and all this come in the last chapter of the liberation of the power. So yeah, so now the, so that's why the now the refuge prayer when you're saying that then when you're focusing on the point and when you cannot focus the point and the two I mean the strongly or properly, the images might not come very clearly, but don't worry about it, okay? It's very common. Okay, now you can see that now the after the day when you are the taking the I mean the after the refuge vow I mean the refuge vow when you started the practice thing the refuge practice then there are the few rules you have to follow. You can see the advice to do and the advice to not to do. So that's why the first thing is that what you have to know that when you take the refuge of the Buddha. There are the three things that you should not do when you take when you started to practice the refuge. There are three things you should not do. So then three things not do is that when you take the refuge to the Buddha, then you cannot take the refuge to the worldly gods. Respect is as I told you before, you have to respect everyone. Respect and the taking the refuge is a little bit difference. So that's why when you take the refuge to the Buddha, you cannot take the refuge to the worldly gods. So now the second thing is that when you take the refuge to the Dharma, you should not directly harm the any sentient beings. Directly harming, okay? Directly harming and accidentally we harm so quite a lot. That's accidentally we are harming. Directly we can't harm any animals or the any sentient beings. So when you now the when you take a refuge to the Dharma, you cannot harm any sentient beings. That is the second rule, okay? Not to do. There are the three you cannot do. There are three things that you cannot do when you start to practice the refuge. So that's why the harming means not to harm is a direct harm. Generally, there will be the two categories or the two difference in the harming, direct or indirect. We have to avoid the direct harming. Indirectly, we cannot. We will accidentally we will harm so many peoples or the so many I mean the animals accidentally. So that is what we call the indirect harming. So we have to avoid the direct harming. Direct harming is something like the with motivation to harm others. We should not do like that action to motivation to the harm others. for the sake of the improvement, so for the sake of the benefits of something, benefit to the others, might be you can use the sometimes very harsh manners or the harsh words. That is your motivation is totally different. Yeah, some cases to benefit the others, some cases to benefit for the others, sometimes we may use the some way of the harming others, using a very harsh words which harms other, harsh words. Generally to hurt other, to intention to hurt other, we should not use the harsh words. To think of the benefit of other, to think of the, I mean, the improve of the good things, then maybe we can use the some harsh word. It may hurt, it may harm other, but that is acceptable. Generally we have to avoid the direct harming for the others. Because most the direct harming comes with the intention to hurt others. Yeah. So yeah. Generally in the monastic system, so when some, I mean the young monks who break the rules, they have the punishment for them. And punishment they hurts them. But this is the benefits of the monastic, I mean the system, or the benefits of that person. So we use that punishment. So that's why in the monastery sometimes the what will happen is that once the monks break the rules, sometimes we have we will give the punishment, like doing the prostration in the front of the monks or like that, we will do it. But this is the some punishment, they are hurting them, that particular person. But this is the intention is not to hurt that monk. Intention is to the benefit him, or intention is to benefit the others. So that is, we don't consider it as a direct harming. Yeah, I heard the one thing. Okay, this is true. Okay, one thing. There is one my student. She's a doctor in Taiwan. So what I heard is in her clinic, some of the her nurse have some of the quarrel each other. Her nurses had quarrel each other. They just had the small quarrel each other. Then she gave the punishment that they all the nurses who quarrel each other have to read the my book. I think I have wrote the one book in the Chinese. Read the my book for the 1 hour. Then they have to give the some of their idea what got from the my book. When your intention of the benefiting the others, we won't consider as direct harming. Okay, so this is that thing, yeah. So generally, so again, and so I can see the one question. Now the killing mosquito issue. This is the one of the one, I'm beginning to complicate thing. Mosquito issue, when you're using the, I mean, the, it depends on your intention. When you're using the spray to kill the mosquito, we have to consider it's a direct harming. Yeah. So that's why when you're using the mosquito spray with the intention not to harm the mosquito, to prevent the mosquito coming into your room, then we won't consider it's a direct harming. When you're using the spray in your home, when you see the no mosquitoes and to intention to prevent the mosquito coming into your room, that will not consider as a direct harming. So mosquitoes or something, so one thing is that the mosquito, it is something that even we when you do the very good things, the mosquito, I think the mosquito is not understanding that. Sometimes before I used to give the blood to the mosquito when they bite me. But even I give the blood, even I don't give the blood, mosquito reaction is the same, there's no difference. The mosquito reaction towards me is the same, there's no difference. So later on, so many people suggest me they will be the carry a lot of the disease in the mosquito. So later on, now I'm not giving the blood to the mosquito. One occasion I was talking, so with the small meetings. So the one mosquito just came on the my, I mean, the arm. So I let the bite the mosquito to drink the blood. So suddenly in that meeting, people would, one gentleman was shocked and asked me, Rinpoche, you should not do like that. He just came out from the topic what we were meeting. So he just told me, insist me not to do like that. Because mosquito carries a lot of the disease, what he mentioned, yeah. So this is some cases like that. So we cannot kill the mosquito with the intention of the harming the mosquito. It doesn't mean that like me, like giving the blood is not also not necessary. So it's every condition you have to, so every condition we have to know that the, what the motivation is. So when you have the, some motivation to hurt other, motivation to kill other, any action you have done, we will consider is a direct harming. So now the third, so that's why the harming, so now the third thing is, when you take the refuge to the Sangha, you should not hold the wrong views. Holding the wrong views is something like that, when you, even you are knowing that you are doing the mistake, then you should try to correct it. So some people, even they are knowing that they are doing the mistake, but still they will insist, or that they will insist that they are doing the right. Also, still they will, again, they will stick on that mistake. So you shouldn't do that. So that's why the, now the other wrong view, wrong holding the wrong view is something like that. Some people, what we call the nihilistic. Nihilistic, so they hardly believe on something. Some people, they feel with everything, so the doubt and doubt and doubt. Yeah, but fill the doubt. So here it's saying that whether you are having the doubts, then most important thing is that you have to do the analysis. When you're carrying that out, after the analyzing, then you will get the right point. The one thing is that when you are having the lot of the, I mean, other one thing, the wrong view, something like that, when you believe that nothing exists, this is a very wrong view. So example, that Buddha is not exist, Dharma is not exist, Sangha is not exist, like this wrong view, you should not hold that wrong view. It's saying that. So that's why it says that when you're holding the wrong view, I mean the negative wrong view, it's quite dangerous. Most important thing is that when you're holding the wrong views, so that's why you have to correct your wrong views. To correct the wrong view, what you have to do, that you have to know the more, then it will help to decrease our wrong views. So that's why, especially the wrong views, so when you say that the nothing, I mean, especially when you say the three jewels not exist, past and future life is not exist, these also are very wrong views. So when you take in the refuge to the, I mean, the three jewels, you should not hold like these wrong views. Yeah, so these are the three things, the rules, the most important rules. After the practicing the refuge, you have to follow these three important rules. Yeah, so especially I think the Vietnam, you are having the very good tradition towards the liberating the animal. That's a really very good tradition you are having in Vietnam. Yeah, that's so now especially now if you just look at this 21st century, I mean the, now the world's up talking lots about the animal rights now. Not only the human rights, we are talking about animal rights. So when Buddha was talking about the not to directly harm the any sentient beings, he is talking about the right of the animal. So yeah, so this is the right of the animals. So yeah, so that's why now the in the what you are having in Vietnam is a very good tradition, religion the animals. So that's very good tradition. Okay, so that's why after the taking the refuge, you know the three things what you cannot do. Now there are the five things you have to follow. So now the five things, the first thing is what we have to do is that now the respect the, all the images of the Buddha. Respecting the, all the image of the Buddha is something like that when you, I mean the images of the Buddha, when you pay the respect, so there will be a lot of the benefits what we can get. So respecting the images of the Buddha is that there's a lot of the, I mean, the benefits what we can get. So, like a Buddha had one student called the Shariputra. So Shariputra, what his past life? When the past life, when he was past life, he was walking and he was just a field worker. A field worker, anyway. Then he saw the one drawing of the Buddha. He saw the one drawing of the Buddha in the one temple. So when he was looking at the drawing of the Buddha, he always feel that maybe I can get the some time to listen from that person, like this person. So that's on the because
Yeah.
of that, because of that, because of that, what happened is that because of that, after that person have died, then he born as a Shariputra, then he got a lot of the opportunity to listen the teachings from the Buddha. So that's why now when you are respecting the image of the Buddha, when you're looking at the Buddha, so that will you will get a lot of the, I mean, the blessings. So that blessings that what we are having is that a blessing we will accumulate the some good karmas to born in the next time as the time of the when the future Buddha comes. So second thing is that imagining
Thank you
the
so much.
respecting the Buddha's images, also we will accumulate a lot of the positive, I mean the karmas, even that we will born as some places, I mean where the Buddha's, I mean the where, like a Buddha's paradise or like that. We can accumulate a lot of the merits to born. So that's why now you can see that that's why now what we can see is that as I told you before, from the Buddhist perspective view, we don't accept the single universe. We accept as a multi-universe system. So multi-universe system is something like that, that we are not only the creature or we are not only the living beings. There are also a lot of the living beings in the different universe, other universe. These are one saying. When you have a one watch in your hand, you will know the time rightly. When you wear the two watch in your hand, you will get confused with the time. Yeah. Okay. So that's why Buddhist system is born. We believe the multi-universe system. So that's why multi-universe system is an order. We are not only the living beings. We are not only the creature. There are a lot of others. So that's why. So what we what that's why what we are saying is that that's why what we will do is so that's why. So even when we look at respecting the Buddhas and the Buddha's image, it will create a lot of the positive karma to born in another realm, in the born in another universe where there is a Buddha. Okay. Now today we'll stop here. Okay.
Rinpoche, they had a question previously. They say that somebody didn't receive any empowerment, so can they visualize the merit field?
No problem. Okay, thank you. Then see you.